The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is one of the only shows out there that's reviewing reviews. That's what I heard. It's one of the only shows out there, is what I've heard. There's a lot of other things trying to be shows. You know, that new Falcon and Mr. Gravy on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the picture of Dorian Gravy.
See, that book was just trying to be a good show, and they sort of missed the mark. And I think us with our internet review adjacent humor, I think is really filling the mark that Dorian Gravy left. Do you want to start this week?
Yeah, I've got one.
You got this one?
I've got one I've been sitting on for a while here. It's funny because it's about a chair. Thank you.
Just read the review.
This is an Amazon review for the GCI Outdoor Quick E Seat Folding Tripod Field Chair with Backrest.
So it's one of those camping chairs? It's just a camping chair?
Camping chair, but the key point of it is tripod.
Okay.
This is a camping chair with three legs.
I'm with you.
I can send you a picture if you would like a picture.
No, I can
behind the scenes send you a picture if you would like.
Listen, let's pause. Please make a Microsoft Paint drawing. Send me that. That's what I want.
Line. Amazon customer titles their review 5 stars if not for the numbing agent.
I would see this is. We always talk about not wanting webcams, maybe webcams for some adjacent content. That would have been a good time for us to have a webcam recording because my jaw dropped.
Yeah, there's some foreshadowing here.
I don't want to know what's on the other end of that tunnel.
Amazon customer writes, I want to give this chair 5 stars because it is a sturdy little chair. It is perfect for what it claims, lightweight, portable, easy to use. What the description fails to advertise is how quickly your nuts go numb. I don't even have nuts, and they are numb within minutes. The chair probably would have been perfect if it was a 4-leg chair and not 3. Your crotch rides that third pole like a stripper needing a tip. I'd still recommend the chair if the reason for buying it is space-related. The support and construction are really good. 3 stars.
By nuts, she is referring to loins, perhaps?
The general nads area, where you're where the nads go.
The crotch adjacent areas are benumbed by the placement of the third leg.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. Do the other reviews confirm this? I think she might just be sitting on it wrong. I don't know why I don't trust her. That seems like that one. I would hope that would make it past the testing phase. I would hope someone would speak up in a meeting and go, sir, testers. We tested it out with a focus group. They all reported numb nuts when using this chair. That's right, numb nuts, sir. You think it would sort of go back to the drawing board.
I just opened the Amazon page, and the first customer question under the customer questions and answers section is, could I use this in the bathtub? So I don't know what to say.
So there's a lot. You've unlocked one of the internet's many Pandora boxes of weird.
So. I can search for reviews that mention nuts.
The internet's a wonderful place, isn't it? So it is a small portable chair.
Yeah.
That's what it's got going for it. What it does not got going for it is it numbs your loins, and that's where in my book, I guess that's worth taking off 2 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 stars, 1 for each nut.
I mean, maybe you could use this to become powerful. You know you're going to get in a fight later, and your assailant is a known kicker of nuts. You just spend a couple hours in this chair reading a little Dorian Gray. You're practically Superman to this mofo.
Okay, I've done a search. Somebody says, not for morbidly obese people. Somebody else says, I'm going to purchase some form of cushion for the seat as my bum was a little sore after sitting all day.
Okay, so we got some bum soreness.
My fanny is still sore after using the seat for a short photo session. Sore after prolonged use. So there's some soreness involved.
There's some soreness. So the way this person was leaning, was sort of vibing with this chair.
Oh, my goodness. I should have read this person's whole review. I was just, you know, I highlighted the sores on the page. But Harold Long titles his review, "Too Small for Heavyweights. Seat is too small for larger adults. It becomes very uncomfortable after half hour of sitting. Not enough weight-bearing area, creating several pressure points, including groin and inside thigh areas."
Oof. All right, yeah. So this is a problem. This is a problem product. Not problem consumer. Oof. Yeah, you know, thank you. They're doing the world a service with these reviews.
Yeah. That's what reviews are for.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't want a laptop on your lap too long. It burns the little swimmers. You don't want a tripod chair on under roos too long because it gets a little, you get some bruising.
Yeah.
You need a Dr. Scholl's, like, nut pad. Dr. Scholl's should get into the nut cup. I would trust him to make a mean nut protector.
I would the same.
I want some purple mattress memory foam in my jockstrap to protect my boys from tripod chairs and other such assailants.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see a future without it, really. But what I can see a future without, that's... is Whole Foods Market in Fresno, California. And I just think we'd be fine without it. This is a review from Yelp. That's right, a Yelp. Do the customary Yelp Yelp. This review is by Lisa D. She is an Elite 2021. New to the Elite game, or perhaps, let me check the profile. Elite 2021, 20 and 19. So, you know, a gamer. Definitely a gamer. They write about this Whole Foods. Being a nicer grocery store, it's expected that prices are a bit higher. However, the experience is a stroll in the park. Upon approaching, we saw employees actively wiping carts. Good reassurance on their sanitation protocols. Pablo the fishmonger was very friendly and helpful with our search of sushi-grade fish. Although they're not allowed to call it sushi-grade, he reassured us that certain fishes were safe to be consumed raw, as is. He offered to go out back and grab us the freshest piece, as well as what we wanted to do with the salmon skin.
Huh?
We opted to get it on the side. No shortage of cheese here. We are also shopping for items for our charcuterie board we wanted to make for dinner and found an abundance of options. 4 stars.
Charcuterie board. It's not a dinner by definition.
It's a appetizer. It's a snack.
That's issue number one I have right there. Second, I'm glad that the staff at Whole Foods are actively wiping things down, because it would be really, really seedy if they were just passively wiping things down. Like, you see them strolling and they just sort of like lift their hand and rub on something as they go
what
by.
What if they were passive aggressively wiping carts?
That's what I expect. That's like fighting fire with fire with all the Karens that are probably shopping there.
Oh, don't get me started. But let me guess the third point of contention here, which is really what got my goat. The sentence, he offered to go out back and grab us the freshest piece. They just store their food in out back behind the store?
Does Whole Foods know what Pablo is up to, or is this his separate enterprise?
Pablo the fishmonger, is he doing some under the table, quote unquote, can't call it sushi grade, but it's safe to eat raw fish?
Yeah, this is legit. It's technically not street legal, but
yeah. You can't say it's sushi grade, but you know, I eat it raw.
How you want your skins? Eh? So creepy. Ooh.
How you want the skin? Do you want that skin on? You want skin on the side? For what? Is this Monster Hunter? Are you going to make armor out of the scales?
Either you want the skin or you don't want the skin. Maybe you could somehow crisp that stuff up and sprinkle it over a salad.
Maybe make a sort of fish skin chicharron.
You make a dressing out of it.
Maybe use it in a broth or something. But just, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you're paying extra for that premium. If you don't want the skin, you don't want the skin.
Pablo's not giving that away for free.
Pablo is charging for skin. He's a fishmonger, not a fish charity worker.
It's an official title. He's like a mob boss.
He mongers those fish. He's mongering them up all day. He doesn't, you know, he's not going to shoot himself in the foot by giving away skin for free.
Nah.
Lisa?
Nah.
I want to know what Outback looks like. What does the door to Outback look like? Is it just dark? Is it like a butcher door? Because most butchers in the back, that's the big, and she didn't say in the back. She said out back. And I know there's no steakhouse behind this Whole Foods, I'll tell you what.
It just has a dumpster full of fish. And water.
It's clean.
Salt water. You say
Pablo hoses it out every day.
Ugh. Weird vibes, man.
Yeah, there's weird stuff going on at this Whole Foods market in old Fresno, California. Yay. But there's no shortage of cheese.
What grocery store has a shortage of cheese?
Not this Whole Foods.
Show me a grocery store with no cheese and I'll show you a lie.
Show me a charcuterie board worthy of my dinner. Worthy of being an entire meal, because
no kidding.
How many sausages are got to be on there to finish my hunger off? Whole big German summer sausages.
Mmm, spicy, delicious.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't need a charcuterie board for dinner, but I would just tear into a German summer sausage for dinner. That sounds good.
the mere image of a summer sausage fills you.
I feel full, I feel warm, I feel at home. And I feel like you have another review.
I do. This is going to be a bit of a long one. This is a review from rateyourmusic.com.
Ooh.
For the album Hamster Dance, the album. And you might be thinking, whoa, that's like some early 2000s bunk. And you'd be right. But our friend here, Proximate, left their review February 11th, 2021. I'd never heard of this website, rateyourmusic.com, until very recently. And it seems very prosperous and prolific. Like, people are actively using this, and it's something I've never even heard of. And Proximate is no exception. So, no title to the review. Here goes nothing. The words of Proximate. The Hamster Dance song captures the zeitgeist of the early 2000s internet culture, where one could find regular access to dramatic spinning chipmunks, finger-biting children, and the goddamned hamster dance, spelled with a P for whatever godforsaken reason. The song, much like the following decade's party rock anthem courtesy of LMFAO, prides itself on being obnoxiously catching, teetering so dangerously on a tightrope of offensive and inoffensive. Indulging in my nostalgia, I revisited the song. But what I did not realize was that the Rodent Dance Anthem was attached to an entire fucking album. And you know what? It's not that bad. The album's prized possession, the Hamster Dance song, why the hell is it not just called Hamster Dance? Why the hell is it not just fucking called Hamster Dance? No P in that second one.
Hamster.
It's surprisingly horribly catchy right from its start that wastes no time. Cheesy Six Flags synths blare out with reckless abandon, and it all mostly sounds pretty damn fun. Mostly. There's an unfortunate low point here. Not quite 2 minutes pass before Hampton's vocals are pitched just a tad lower as he teaches you how to perform the dance. It's as sudden as a car crash and as jarring as the PTSD inflicted. The problem is, I completely sympathize with the producer here, as the Hamster Dance song desperately needs that block to be something that isn't either the doot-doot-doot chorus or the synth solos. But goddamn, it shouldn't be this. The song's saved by the giggling at the end, though, as if Hampton's laughing at your dumbass for loving it. And you do. Hamster Party follows next, and it creates what feels like negative foreshadowing. It sucks so unimaginably bad, you can't help but worry the whole album's resting on its front and center hit. And, well, this is called Hamster Dance the album, so I guess your initial anxiety would only be fueled by this worthless throwaway track filled with empty riffs, DJ scratching, faux audience cheers, and an honest-to-God guitar solo. And yet, I could be misremembering, but I seem to remember reading something from AJR where they gloated about how weird it would be to have a banjo in an electric song. Well, eat your heart out. It's been done, and it's called Hamsters Fall in Love. The vocals are pitched so high, you begin to understand that this whole project is just Disney-sanctioned nightcore. This song's also not the only dance track to feature Southern inspiration. Thank God I'm a Country Boy is next, which fully indulges itself on fiddles atop a Euro dance kick. The most baffling part is that neither is really that bad either. Like, they're not only listenable, they're kinda catchy too. And they're so fucking goofy, it's hard to actually be mad about how lowbrow all of this is. A Hamster's Life is next, and it's inoffensive but boring. Dance to the Music follows, and it's not even... Not even its funny bass lines can save how grating the Hamsters sound in this one. It's actually surprising. Most of the vocals on this album really don't bother me that much. Awful vocals in 1000 Gex was never the biggest problem anyway, but in this track, it's positively horrible. Whether it's the beginning, seeing these goddamn Hamtaro spawn taunting you, the part where they start doot-doot-doing, or the section where Hampton decides to imitate gospel. Kind of a shame because this is actually one of the more fun instrumentals on the album, featuring whirly little synth loops and the aforementioned bass licks. Dreaming is the end of this just-okay streak, an incredibly, incredibly simple but not outright poor effort dominated by pitched-up whispers. This creates a strange atmosphere, kind of uncomfortable. Besides that, everything's a bit one note, and the track itself is oozing so much cheese, Ululilia's spent 20 minutes dabbing at it with a paper towel, but it's not too bad. I had to look up what reference that was. I guess it was an internet thing that I completely missed out on. Someone who dabbed their pizza. Anyway, I'm getting close to the end. Now, Birdie's song is fucking horrible. How many words should I even use to describe how miserable this piece of shit is when I can just tell you it's Newgrounds Audio Portal Chicken Dance? Please don't listen to this one. Spin the Wheel is good, actually. Really good. Dumbly poignant, even. And this is a fucking song off an LP called Hamster Dance, the album. The synth and beat are still just as cheesy and simple as ever, but somehow it all comes together in the world's goofiest lightning in a bottle to actually sound really catchy and memorable. The way Hampton's been pitched actually crosses into a territory where I wasn't even actively thinking I was listening to Hampton the Hamster. I don't know if this is a cover of something else, and I don't care enough to look into it, but this track has no reason being this good. Love the outro too, which is just Hampton tossing all sorts of middies at the wall to see what sticks. Following this good note, Hamsters Get the Blues arrives with two motifs, a loose piano melody and its synthy replacement, sounding strangely reminiscent of something that escapes me at the moment. Like Spin the Wheel, it's actually not that bad. Okay, look, I keep saying not that bad, And I realize this stems from a bias of listening to a fucking release called Hamster Dance, the album. But it's just hard not to be shocked at how much I don't actively dislike most of the songs here. Sure, everything sounds really cheap and vapid, but many of the melodies here downright work. And, like I've already said, the vocals don't bother me, mostly. Finishing up, Round and Round is half decent, half Jesus shut the fuck up you little rat. The instrumentals for most of the song are boring and standard fare, but there do exist moments of foot tapping. This activity stops, of course, every time that fucking hamster opens its fat-cheeked maw. Again, just one of the few songs where the vocals aren't working. Everybody Feel the Groove finishes out the album with a bizarre change of pace, escaping Eurodance and becoming a sort of laser synth-heavy, laid-back groove that, I shit you not, almost seems forward-thinking. It's a hip-hop beat led by a low-pitched hamster with a chorus sung by a higher-pitched one, both aided by quiet keys and a catchy hook. Honestly, I'm gonna say it. This song could have been on Gorilla's debut. Bite me. Jesus Christ, I wrote hamster so damn much, I'm afraid I'm gonna get stuck writing it that way forever now. Hamster, 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 hamster. Oh, fuck. 2.5 stars.
He should have ended with the that one line I just laughed at.
The Gorillas.
Yeah, the Gorillas. Boom, 2 stars. But no, what a great review. A modern classic, for yeah, sure. Yeah,
it is. It is a beautiful rant.
And what I must admit, I couldn't help but YouTube. Even hamsters fall in love. And I was fist bumping to it through most of the time you were reading them.
Hamsters fall in love, oh. Just like you'd expect them to. A heart is a heart, no matter how small. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's taken me there.
I have the CD. It's not bad music, as crazy that is to say. It's not that bad.
Which one did he say is the Gorillaz one? I gotta try it.
Hang on. He doesn't capitalize, which is makes it difficult.
It's one of the last ones.
Everybody Feel the Groove.
Everybody Feel the... Not, that's not even a hamster reference. Not every hamster Feel the Groove. Everybody Feel the Groove. Wow. Hamster... See, Google's trying to tell me hamsters Everybody Loves Raymond. There must have been a hamster dance episode. Here it is. Hampton the Hamster. Everybody Feel the Groove. 12K listens on YouTube.
I have 2 Hampton CDs still to this day.
Where? How did you acquire? And why?
I was a child, and I don't know. I dug that stuff.
Yeah. I had a lot of, like, now that's what I call music CDs. And, like, yeah. I had, like, the Rugrats album was in heavy rotation, Space Jam CD heavy rotation. That was my kid's stuff.
I have to say, the thing that hit
Shrek
the most...
Shrek soundtrack is a banger. Course. It got some bangers on it.
The thing that hit the most, and maybe didn't resonate the most, but like he described that perfectly, was when he said it's cheesy Six Flags synths in yeah. Hamster Dance, the Hamster Dance.
Like, this is like family friendly Six Flags. Six Flags is such a perfect...
Those little dumb commercials with a guy dancing. Dang, yeah. We've gone down a nostalgia hole, and it's my fault. But that review was too impressive to deny.
I'm listening to Everybody Feel the Groove. It is hamster gangster rap with a Gorillaz inspired chorus. It sounds like a Gorillaz song with, like, you know, one of the ones where they feature a rapper heavily.
Yeah.
Well, it's got DJ scratching. I need this one to have a poorly flash animated music video.
Yeah, they.
Oh, we got the hamsters with the hardcore beat, scurry around together and stamp your feet. Hamsters got bars, dude.
They do. I think they re-released like an updated hamster dance version a few years ago. Uh-huh. That was much more like let the bass drop hamster dance. So listeners, go Google that. You'll find a pretty cool YouTube video of that with the original, whatever the guys who technically were the hamsters were.
TuneCore is what they went by. It says provided to you by TuneCore. Yeah. Maybe that's just their record label. I shit you not. In my YouTube recommended on this hamster video is Gorillaz Do Your Thing, full 13 minutes, explicit version, featuring James Murphy and Andre 3000.
Oh, man.
Proxy YouTube knows, something. Too. Man, hamster dance is proto-Gorillaz.
That's terrifying. Anyway, you got a review to take us out of that.
My jaw is just dropping over and over this episode. This is a wild one. But yeah, something to smash us back down to earth quickly here. A good smasher. This review from Amazon is for the Smash Squatch, professional grade burger smasher. The review is cool. Written by S. Snow, titled "Great item, but I'm returning for a refund." Nice item, but the area around the weld for the handle is ugly. Makes it look dirty when using it around family and friends. Apparently, flux or something involved in the welding process wasn't cleaned off properly, and now it's there forever. I tried cleaning it off, but it is etched into the metal on the top of the item, visible to my guests. Am returning it for a refund. 5 stars.
Dude, you're smashing your burgers with a Sasquatch. Is it shaped like a foot? I hope it's shaped like a foot.
No, it's just a big, it's just sort of an oval.
Missed opportunity, if you ask me.
It does have a etched into the metal, a cool little Sasquatch logo.
Okay, there's... It's visibly a Sasquatch burger smasher. Who are you trying to impress? Or who is their opinion going to drop when they see that it's...
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. This guy's buying his burger smasher not to make delicious burgers. That's what he's telling himself. But to show off that he smashes burgers to guests. How often are you using your burger smasher in front of your guests and in such a way... flaunting it so that they might notice a small discoloration in the metal.
That they see it. Like, come on, you're prepping the patties in front of them? No. You keep them out of the kitchen while you do your man work, man.
Yeah. Well, you smash it in. He's like, come here. I'm about to put the patties down. I'm about to use the smash squatch.
Ooh.
Yeah, gather around. Everyone's like, his teenage son is like, jeez, just make the burgers, Dad. Oh, I don't need to watch. And he's like, come here. And he smashes it in the cast iron, and everyone is just, very cool, Jerry.
Did you turn the grill on?
He forgot to turn the grill on. It burns the metal. It gets too hot. It burns his hands. He has to smash it cold. That's why it's S. Snow wrote the review. He's a cold guy.
He's got a cold heart.
A cold heart that is only warmed by his guests forcibly appreciating his burger's cooking techniques.
Come on. I understand wanting to impress. You're the host with the most. You want to show off a bit. Get yourself a charcuterie board and some salmon skin.
And some German summer sausage. Whole. But... it's like he's not doesn't have guests over and thinking, oh no, how do I impress them? Oh, I know, I'll do. I love watching burger smashing videos on YouTube. I'll make them smash burgers. He's thinking, I love burger smashing videos on YouTube. I am a burger smasher. I need to show other people. He's got a sick desire down in his heart to make people watch him smash.
Also, he has burgers. A small Sasquatch. You know, he's got a little thing for a big squatch.
He's got a little ham for a little burger. All right, Sasquatches. I think we're gonna Sasquatch on out to a little break.
Time for a breather. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast.
If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to something that Brent doesn't even know what's happening. I hope that's not too loud. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Review Redux.
I just picture, like, you know, what the graphic looks like when the "now that's what I call music" like flies at the screen.
Yeah.
Like that, except it says Review Redux.
I pictured hamsters.
Review Redux.
Yes. This is the segment where we take a second look at some of the reviewers who we enjoyed on a deep personal level.
Who's it going to be?
And today, maybe you'll be able to guess, Brent. This is someone who, after you read their review, I said, that's somebody I probably wouldn't say anything in front of because I'm not cool enough.
Oh, man. What was the product?
It was a restaurant.
Okay.
It was a Yelp reviewed restaurant.
Yeah, is this the prolific Yelper Savannah?
This is Savannah M of Yelp fame, of the caviar restaurant that didn't have caviar. yeah, that was that airport restaurant that caviar was in the name. I don't remember what it was. Check the backlogs, folks. But the key point of a review was that it didn't have caviar. And we were flummoxed.
That's true. But other reviews had caviar, so they're just out. So they're just failures.
Which was strange, because it's in an airport. You get deliveries every day. I said these things back then. We're going to say new things now, because I'm bringing Savannah down to a level where I feel comfortable, like, socializing. Like, that was a person I could never interact with. But no, Savannah's human just like the rest of us, and I have the proof in her Yelp reviews. Specifically, here's one from Tootsie's Cabaret. Strip club / sports bar in Miami, Florida.
Getting Review Party red light district.
Yeah. Savannah writes, Tootsie's. What other establishment is worthy of my 1,000th review? Tootsie's is more than a strip club to me. It's an institution. And I almost feel like I grew up here. I can recall, and not recall, many a drunken night in my 20s when ending up in Tootsie's was a must. From being in the VIP, to being showered with dollars, to being on stage, to having some questionable meals. Who orders roast beef sandwiches at a strip club? I have had many amazing nights and even a few amazing Sunday afternoons at Tootsie's. The sheer size of Tootsie's alone is enough to blow most people's minds, and is why no other clubs come close to the style, legacy, and reputation of Tootsie's. The girls are hot and definitely span all walks of life, looks, body types, etc. But the most important thing, they are all fun. 5 stars.
I love fun. But I don't know, Matt. I'm the kind of person who would be caught dead in a strip club, and I feel like that's because I'm not cool.
Oh?
I am not cool and comfortable.
Right, you don't have the confidence to go to a strip naked club.
Yeah, I don't enjoy things in that way, and I think, you know, a very cool person could go and be cool have a good time at a strip club in spite of any funny feelings they have about naked bodies or about, you know, what kind of social predicaments that put you in.
Right.
They're just going and having a good time in spite of it all. What social skills are on display that I do not have? I feel small.
Yeah.
Again, I guess the tables have turned. Now I am the one who feels uncool.
Because you feel shame. It's okay.
I feel shame.
It's a lack of confidence. Don't worry. I have more. Next, Savannah reviews Bimini Bay Bar, a dive bar in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, she's going to refer to a few other Yelpers. It's always the first name and the first letter of their last name, just so everybody's on the same page. Marcus R. and Steve C. are right on their reviews. Not sure I can add much to top them, but please remember to shower when you get home from this place. We arrived at a restaurant within walking distance from here, and one of the guys in the group suddenly remembered that he had been to this hellhole in the area. He gave us the scoop, and we read the Yelp reviews. After one too many drinks, we decided that we had to check it out. Here's the lowdown. It's tiny and awful. If Hoarders ever has a sex fanatic episode, this might be what their house looks like. Eventually, the stale cigarette air got to me, and I had to leave. Only one very interesting bartender who had talents I hadn't seen outside of Tootsie's. Shout out.
But
she really... Yeah, that it's good that we know what Tootsie's is now, right?
Hey, ooh, yeah, sort of chronology going on.
She was really a character and was willing to do anything for tips. Other reviewers mentioned seeing just her breasts. We saw more than that.
Oh, my.
The TVs are displaying some interesting footage.
The sanitary implications.
The TVs are displaying some interesting footage. And maybe we got lucky, but we not only had one anal TV, but also one threesome TV with breasts the size of basketballs.
Wow.
Cash only, but they do have an ATM. Darts, or at least some kind of electronic dart machine. Bathrooms? Don't know. I would have held it if I had to go. Beer and wine only. No, I won't be back, but I'm glad to be able to share the story of the time we all went to Bimini Bay. 1 star for the place, 5 stars for the story, 3 stars.
Not only is there graphic porn on the televisions in the place instead of sports or something, totally unoffensive. You're seeing the bartender's gooch and stuff here?
Yeah, holy cow.
Like I said, the sanitary implications would be too much for me. Any sort of rim I'm putting my lips on better not have a stranger's gooch in the vicinity. Any sort of glassware.
Right.
Better be gooch free.
Already here, you shouldn't have those lemons or limes. They sit out all day. There's bacteria in them. I'm like, but I like a lime in my tonic. If somebody's got their boobies out, that's a whole nother level of...
If someone's sort of... puts their beskirted body over the limes, raises himself up, a lime is missing, and then moments later a lime plops into your drink. You don't want that lime.
No. Okay, so Savannah still has more confidence than us, because she went to a place like this and lived to tell about it. But I have one final review. For Taco Bell in Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, somewhere we can relate to, definitely.
Savannah writes, well, this was a bit of a nightmare. I hardly go to Taco Bell. I didn't grow up with it, so I always feel intimidated because I don't know the menu well, and I feel like an idiot when I order. So this has led to me eating Taco Bell less than 10 times in my life. Saturday
I'm
afternoon.
Glad you can count them. She's kept track.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yep.
Saturday afternoon evening, I was driving home and knew that cooking wasn't in the cards. I had just read an interesting article about how Taco Bell had secretly been revamping their menu to make it healthier without actually trying to rebrand themselves as healthy. Perhaps the 420 crowd doesn't care for this labeling. Anyways, so I found myself at Taco Bell at 5 p.m. on a Saturday. The drive-thru line was long and didn't appear to be moving, so I thought it would be a smart move to go inside. Very, very dumb move. First of all, the clientele inside of a Taco Bell at 5 p.m. were pretty scary. I tried to keep myself in a corner while I was glared at. But the true nightmare of the story is the 26 minutes I had to wait for my food. No way is 26 minutes considered fast food, right? So, since I really didn't know the menu, I really don't know what I ended up with. some sort of box with a burrito, chips and cheese sauce, a soft shell taco, and a soft hard shell taco. I didn't eat it all, mostly because I forgot how nasty the refried beans are at Taco Bell.
But overall,
call back to last week.
Yeah.
Overall, the food was probably 3 stars. They did have signs up saying they were hiring, but 26 minutes? Damn, I should have just gone to McDonald's. Lesson learned. 2 stars.
That's what I love about fast food, right? That uniform experience that you expect. When it's off, you really can hone in on what's off about it. And when it's extremely off and scary, everyone's had a scary, you know, you walk into a McDonald's in a place you haven't been thinking, this will be just like home. I've been to 100 McDonald's. And that, you know, it's going to be clean-ish. It's going to be fast-ish. It's going to be food-ish. And when you walk in and it's just like on fire and there's scary employees and other customers.
Yes.
And like the seats are like tore off the walls and there's like bulletproof glass between you and the cashier. Like, oh, this is sort of a different kind of Taco Bell.
It's a different franchise. Well, how about that? I think what I enjoyed most about that review, though, is how she's intimidated because she hasn't been to Taco Bell a lot. It's like the standard rom-com or family sitcom trope of the idiot, overconfident, I'm at a French restaurant, this is going to be fine.
She's cut from a different cloth from us. We walk into a strip club and see gooch and titties, and we're like, I don't know, this is kind of uncomfortable for me. She walks in and is like, this is having a crazy fun time. We walk into a Taco Bell in the hood, and we're like, give me Baja the double Blast. Decker. Yeah, Baja Blast large, please. And we walk out unscathed. 26 minutes, geez. That's all we would say about that. When she walks into a Taco Bell, it's like seeing Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory's chocolate room for the first time, except it's from hell. Refried Bean River doesn't really hit as well as the chocolate one.
No.
And the Oompa Loompas all have weaponry. Of broken bottles, machetes.
Little tear tattoos.
Oh, man. See, we walk into that room, we're just like, oh, hey, Pablo. No, I'm gonna try the nacho fries this week.
Say, Pablo,
oh, yeah, you hear they're good.
Weren't you fishmongering a few weeks ago? What happened to that gig?
Hey, Pablo's got a lot of kids. He's, you know, he's got a lot of bills to pay, all right?
Yeah, money never sleeps.
That's right.
So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, that's Savannah. You were thanking me for it.
Yeah, I was thanking you for bringing those wonderful reviews from Savannah. I'm sure no one has looked, maybe a few of you have, but Savannah has pages upon pages of reviews.
Thousands
of Yelp reviews. So thank you for diving into those depths and coming up with some magic for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to change to something that's a little magic for me. That sparks a little magic in my heart. This is for the Bandai original Digimon Digivice virtual pet monster.
Cool.
You can picture it, the little rectangle Tamagotchi. It made of like Technicolor stone with the little screen with the lock and the little teeth around the screen.
Oh, yes.
Yep. A beautiful thing. The two little digits on top, the pre-link cable multiplayer capabilities. But I could wax poetic about that wonderful little toy all day. Let's leave it to Amazon customer to really say what there is to say about it. Amazon customer writes, oh, their color was yellow, by the way, yellow
good
and
choice.
Black. I had the brown one, the brown and black one. I recently purchased the clear green and Technicolor pink one.
Ooh.
Yeah, very, very cool. You know, that clear plastic so you can see electronics inside. Love that. That is as 90s as it gets. Anyway, back to Amazon customer. They write, I am a grown-ass woman, and I am really enjoying myself with this thing. Super nostalgic if you grew up in the 90s. My boyfriend, brother, and I all got one, and it is a great way to waste time and have fun without feeling like I'm staring deep into the bright abyss of a phone or computer screen. This new version also is a lot more interactive and has more features than some of the old ones. And like I said, perfect pet for quarantine. Digital poop is much easier to deal with than real poop. Also, no vet bills. 5 stars.
Preach. That's all I got to say.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree. Except she's kind of replacing one bright abyss of a phone computer screen with just sort of a duller abyss.
I guess so, yeah.
Of a phone or screen. The only difference is it's not – to her, if it's not Batlick, that's some old technology.
Yeah. You can have plenty of things that aren't backlit. You need a Timex watch, I'm sure. That's
grandpa stuff if your watch isn't backlit. That is some ancient aliens type shit.
But, I mean, I can sympathize with her not wanting to stare into the abyss and instead choosing to stare into a puddle.
Right, I guess so. It's just sort of a puddle of technology.
It's a lot easier to get right out.
It's very binary. You know, you just got one little character on the screen. You got to clean up his one little poops, or many poops if you're not a very good parent.
You got to stay on top of that stuff.
I have such vivid memories of the... I can see it now. I don't know. Of the listeners that have listened to Digimon, hopefully this brings you back. If you haven't, I'm sure you'll find this quite amusing. Digimon is like a Tamagotchi pet, right? It's a little keychain toy where you take care of a little, like... very simple dot matrix pet. You feed them, you can battle other people with them. They evolve into cooler looking dot matrix 8-bit pets. Being a Tamagotchi, one of the main features is cleaning their poop. Mm-hmm. And you click the little toilet button on the screen, or you click over with the buttons, it's analog, to the toilet button, click the enter button, and then a giant sweeping... just a sweeping line goes across the screen and phases out the poop. I don't know how else to describe it. Wipes away the poop. The line goes past and the poop is gone and your Digimon's doing a happy dance. And that's such a visceral little effect to me.
If only life were as easy.
If only I could just do a quick wipe in this mess of a room I live in.
Swipe all the crap out.
Yep, it's all organized. Just get rid of all the crap. And then I digivolve into champion form and shoot some fireballs out. That's kind of what I'm going for in my life.
Yeah.
You got a quickie?
I got a quickie. This is a review sent by listener Mike Marlowe, who is listening, Mike, on the recommendation of our friend Hannah Tatnin.
Thanks, Mike.
An Amazon review for the Hampton & Roads Trinidad 10.5-inch innerspring memory foam and pocketed coil mattress queen. And the review is written by Tim. Tim titles his review, "Very Comfortable." Bought it for the guest room. My wife sleeps up there at times and says it is very comfortable. A great buy! 4 stars. Do you want to tell Tim or should I?
Poor Tim. I mean, from the review, you know, we can assume a lot of things about Tim's poor marriage.
Yeah.
But he seems on good terms with it. Maybe he's just a snorer, you know.
That does
maybe
happen.
They've been together a long time and they just, you know, the excitement of cuddling together every night has sort of waned. She just needs some space. She just needs some good memory foam mattress away from Tim the fucking bed hog. and he's okay with it.
I guess that's a very wholesome way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's what we can only hope, right?
The flip side of that is that she's got something else, you know, for every aspect of her life where Tim could fit. She has something else that she prefers. Tim's leaving a review on the PetSmart website. My wife got a parrot, and it's talking to her all day and night. She loves it. I sit and watch.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just happy not to have to fucking keep her entertained anymore. He's like, finally, I can watch the game.
Maybe. Maybe Tim isn't present. Maybe this is all on Tim. Yeah. We've been looking at it the wrong way.
Yeah. You know, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
This is an indictment of Tim. Or not.
His wife probably has a nice night away from Tim. Reads a little bit of her book. Tries out, you know, has a bath. Enough with Tim.
Tim's we all need our space.
Yeah, especially from Tim. Yeesh. One thing you're not going to get space from is us. Mm-mm. Giving plugs at the end of the episode.
Mm-mm.
The first plug is for you, listener. Thank you for listening. Much appreciated. It makes us doing all these goofies all the more sweet, all the more tender. We love it. And we want to let you know, new episodes every Tuesday. We haven't missed a gosh darn Tuesday yet, and I don't think we ever will.
No.
This pod, until we die.
Yeah.
So, look forward to lots of content to come on Tuesday. We might change it from Tuesday, but I like Tuesday. Anyway, if you want to send us a review for us to fucking make some funnies over, we'd love like to Mike. Have you. Yeah, Mike did it. We said thank you. We are wow. He got a shout out on the show. You can too if you send us a review that makes us laugh, like how we laughed at and not with Tim.
Right.
Send us a screenshot, a hyperlink. Just get us that review. Reviewparty.com@gmail.com is a great place to do it. Heck, send us on social media. Matt, are you going to tell us about the social medias?
Yeah, people out there, if you like listening to us, you can also interact with us in social media form. We are on Instagram @reviewparty.com or Twitter @reviewpartypod. Yes. We're sending out like funny stuff all the time, but you can also message people on these applications. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, try it. If you're not, you can go to reviewparty.com, where you can find all of our episodes, all of our cool blog posts if you'd like to read words that are written. Or you can find the shop where you can buy stuff as featured on the show and sign up for the After Party Review newsletter.
That's all good. That is all good, crispy content that content curated for you, ReviewParty.com listener. I got some more content you could enjoy. We'd like to give us a big thank you to our buddies in Nosebleeds. You heard their jam, Bread for Breakfast, throughout the episode. You can hear that and more great tunes on Spotify. Just search Nosebleeds, one word. What were we going to plug? One more thing before we go. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Heck it. If they're funny, we're going to read it on the show. Another way to get a shout out from Jaboys. Yeah. Hey, I got a review.
For example. We have a recent review from L. Grant S. L. Grant S. titles their review, Unfair How Good. Trying not to love it, but alas, too good. 5 stars. Thanks, L. Grant S.
Thank you. That's a very nice review.
I think it's hilarious. I just keep reading it. Alas, too good.
Yeah, it's very cathartic. We always talk about how funny we are, but never the waves of catharsis that hit you while listening to our podcast. And hopefully, I think this review will definitely generate some of those hostile waves.
Lead us out.
This is a review for the Recur Toys, large mountain gorilla toy, realistic hand-painted walking gorilla ape figurine model. This is the white, a review for the white, the albino gorilla version. Lisa Long titles it perfect. This item is beautiful. I bought him to hang out in my Jeep that I named Honky Kong. Love it. 5 stars.
Oh, Lisa Long and Honky Kong.
here we go.